Good morning, thanks for tuning in and welcome to Friday, which will see the local share market kick off with a loss of about a half of 1%, which is out of step with the recovery that we saw for US stocks last night, but perhaps the local market being a little bit cautious given the volatility that we tended to see where US and European stock markets were concerned last night. If there's a theme, it's one that we continue to see rate hikes from central banks in the face of the ongoing uncertainty where financial stability is concerned. So to that end, in the last day, we have seen at least six central banks hike rates. Of course, the US Fed famously did so yesterday morning, but overnight, we've seen the Bank of England raise rates by a quarter of a percent. The Swiss National Bank raised a half of a percent, threading the needle on their ongoing challenges where financial stability is concerned, or at least concerns around banks. And in addition to that, the Norwegian Central Bank raised rates, the Philippines and the Taiwanese central banks also raised rates in the last day. The common refrain is that they need to keep raising rates where their battle against inflation is concerned, and they say that they have the tools to battle instability in the financial space and inflation at the same time. So as to whether or not that ends up being successful, we're yet to be able to adjudicate on that. But in terms of what we saw last night, bank stocks underperformed on both sides of the Atlantic. Stocks were certainly a bumpy ride. Where the US is concerned, we had the S&P 500 recover from the sell-off of the previous day. It kicked off with a gain of around 0.8%. At its best, it was up 1.7%. Then came the unsettling part where all of those gains were given away and we had the market down by a half of 1%. The S&P 500 finished with a gain of a third of 1%. But within that, what we saw was an underperformance where US banks were concerned. So again, we heard from Janet Yellen. She was testifying in front of another congressional committee last night, effectively said the same thing that she said a day ago in relation to the US Treasury not having really examined the possibility of providing universal deposit insurance where US bank deposits are concerned. That was one of the comments that rankled the markets a day ago. So to repeat that probably wasn't the best news really for the market, but nonetheless, most of the banks in the KBW bank index fell, and that's why that index was down by 1.7%, having fallen by about 4% the day before. So names like JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells, Bank of America, all down anywhere between a quarter to 2.4% in the case of Bank of America. Not helped by a precipitous decline where long and short-term US interest rates are concerned. So we had two-year treasuries down by about 18 basis points. Extraordinary volatility at the short end of US and European yield curves at the moment, not surprisingly. 10-year treasuries down by about 10 basis points in yield terms as well. So on a side note, one of the big stock stories last night was Block. Shares in the payments provider down by 22%. Hindenburg Research, the noted short seller, has turned up on their doorstep. They've issued a report about inflated numbers in relation to transactions, lacks compliance and the like. Jack Dorsey said he's going to sort of make a fist of this and refute the claims, pursue legal avenues if possible. The shares fell by as much as 22%, down 15%. So worth keeping an eye on local BNPL stocks in the wake of that, obviously. As far as European markets were concerned, rate hikes there were a factor keeping European banks under pressure. So at the end of the European session, we had SocGen and Banque Nationale de Paris down by about 2%. Barclays, HSBC, down anywhere between 2 and 3%. As I said before, the Bank of England, Swiss National Bank, talking about the need to get on top of inflation with their rate hikes that were announced last night. Elsewhere, we also saw property stocks underperform in Europe. So Unibail, Rodamco, Westfield was down by the better part of 4%. So keep an eye out on the property-related stocks as far as the local experience is concerned. The other thing to point out as well is that oil prices fell, even though the US Energy Secretary said that it will be a challenge to refill the strategic petroleum reserves around that $70 mark, which they're hoping for. So oil prices have fallen by about 17% from their recent high and currently trading around that $69 mark. So worth keeping an eye out on oil prices today. The Aussie dollar, not vastly changed. It's been pretty choppy overnight, but it's at the bottom end of its overnight range at 66.8 US cents. Thanks for tuning in as always, and have a lovely weekend.